KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We are celebrating Kansas 250, the semi-quincentennial, on Prairie Journal next week. It's another in our Kansas 250 bookshelf series. This month, the State Library is honoring Kansas poetry. We'll hear from the poet laureate, Tracy Brimhall, and three Kansas notable authors. That's this time next week on Prairie Journal.
From NPR News in Washington.
...of humanitarian supplies to Cuba last month. For NPR News, I'm Nina Kravinsky in Hermosillo, Mexico.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A controversial immigrant detention center in Leavenworth is housing some of its first detainees. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has this report.
Federal immigration authorities told KCTV the Leavenworth detention facility is already holding about 20 people, less than 2 weeks after the facility won approval to open. CoreCivic, the private corrections company that owns the facility, was granted a special use permit by Leavenworth City Commission on March 10th, after a year of public outcry and legal challenges. The company is using its previously shuttered 1,000-bed prison to hold immigrant detainees for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
In the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the fourth-seeded Kansas Jayhawks held on to beat Cal Baptist 68-60. Coach Bill Self says he's happy to move into the round, but knows the Jayhawks need to play better.
Well, they say survive in advance, and that's what we did. I actually thought we were pretty darn good for about 25 minutes and then went stale for about eight and then was really poor the last seven. We just played not to lose.
The Jayhawks will play St. John's University under Coach Rick Pitino in the second round tomorrow in San Diego. A fire weather watch is in effect for much of eastern Kansas from this afternoon through tomorrow evening. A fire weather watch means that critical fire weather conditions are forecast to occur.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Sunny skies in our forecast for today and unseasonably warm temperatures. We're looking for highs in the lower 90s today. Winds from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, a little cooler with highs back in the lower 70s. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Our neighbors to the west, Colorado, now have their own vaccine policy. The state is following scientific recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics instead of the new vaccine guidelines from the CDC. That story with John Daly coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. KPR Spring Membership Drive starts Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a strong start. It's our Power Breakfast, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar, so you can double the value of your pledge. Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the morning. It's KPR's Power Breakfast. See you there.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more, Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
It may be spring break, but it feels like summertime. Sunny skies today with highs getting all the way up to the lower 90s. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And then for tomorrow, temperatures will drop back down into the lower 70s under partly sunny skies. Cooler temperatures on Monday with highs around 60 degrees. It's 52 in Emporia, 51 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Like State Senator John Carson have come out against the bill.
I just want to make sure we're not just getting into a big political dispute between the federal recommendations, the CDC and so forth, and different political views in Colorado here.
Carol Boygan says it's hard to believe what is happening with vaccines these days.
It's like we're going backwards. It's like we have decided we don't want a modern life. We want to be back in the 1950s where children are sick and dying.
The vaccine bill has cleared the legislature and now goes to Governor Jared Polis, who is expected to sign it into law. For NPR News, I'm John Daly in Denver.
That story comes from NPR's partnership with Colorado Public Radio and KFF Health News. This is NPR News.
Colombian musician Samuel Torres grew up on the big sounds of big band Latin jazz. But his new album, Trio Libre, only features three instruments.
It's, for me, a new challenge, because instead of going for more instruments, I went to have a minimal sound.
We hear how the percussionist and composer thought about each instrument on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Your host today, Adrienne Ma. From the University of Kansas, we are KPR 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, where former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host Liberty in a Pluralistic Society. March 25th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful, although slightly warm, Saturday for Weekend Edition Saturday. Coming up on Weekend Edition, from vaudeville to 1990s sitcoms, Black Out Loud. It's a look at the history of black comedy. That coming up at 7:52 this morning on Weekend Edition Saturday. Speaking of vaudeville, go down to the Watkins Museum of History and see their exhibit on George Nash Walker. He's a Lawrence native who is at one time one of America's highest paid vaudeville entertainers. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference, offering panel discussions, production workshops, and more, Sunday, March 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Lawrence Public Library. Information at Mixmaster2026.com.
Support for NPR comes
from the University of Kansas. We are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away. And then stay with us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, NPR's news quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the Listener Limerick Challenge, questions about wedding cakes and more. That's at 10 o'clock today, right after Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Sunny skies and hot today with highs getting all the way up to the lower 90s. It's 51 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Are about to pass in Florida, South Dakota, and Utah, and similar laws passed in recent years in Louisiana, New Hampshire, and Wyoming, according to the Voting Rights Lab, which tracks election policy. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Kansas City International Airport worker has been arrested for videotaping women inside an airport restroom. KNBC reports that Terriosi Ludwig was arrested yesterday by KCI Airport Police. He's accused of using his cell phone to record women using the all-gender restroom at the airport. Court documents indicate at least 66 people may be victims based on video files on the man's phone. It appears Ludwig positioned his phone underneath the stall partition and filmed upwards into the adjacent stall. At the time, Ludwig was working as a KCI restaurant. He's charged with felony invasion of privacy and is being held on a $25,000 cash bond. The Kansas City Aviation Department issued a statement saying they are reviewing all safety protocols to determine what additional measures can be taken to prevent any future incidents. In the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the fourth-seeded Kansas Jayhawks held on to beat Cal Baptist 68-60. Coach Bill Self says he's happy to move into the second round, but knows the Jayhawks need to play better.
Well, they say survive in advance, and that's what we did. I actually thought we were pretty darn good for about 25 minutes and then went stale for about eight and then was really poor the last seven. We just played not to lose.
The Jayhawks will play St. John's tomorrow in San Diego. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Legacy Box, dedicated to helping customers turn boxes with family videos and photos into memories that can be shared with generations to come. More at legacybox.com. This is NPR.
Unseasonably warm temperatures today. We're looking for highs in the lower 90s under sunny skies. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. And tomorrow, we'll feel like spring again. Not as warm with highs in the lower 70s. Under sunny skies, it's 51 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a Good Friday Tenebrae service of darkness before the dawn of Easter. All are welcome April 3rd at 7 p.m., 1245 New Hampshire Street in Lawrence. More at tlclawrence.org.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, know a young man between the ages of, say, 14 and 29? Chances are, he's a gambler. The majority of young men in Generation Z are gambling on sports, pop culture events, politics, and now they're experiencing some of the downsides. That story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. No gamble involved here. When you start your day with our Power Breakfast on Friday morning, you'll double your money. It's our Power Breakfast when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30 in the morning. It's a great time to make your pledge to Kansas Public Radio in support of the programs you listen to all year long. Our Power Breakfast, Friday morning from 7 to 8:30 here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
I'm betting that today is going to be a hot one. We're looking at highs today in the lower 90s under sunny skies. It's 53 in Emporia, 46 in Manhattan, 48 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
And certain dogs.
Project Hail Mary and all the latest news Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Weekend Edition Sunday tomorrow morning from 7 to 10 o'clock. I'm Kay McIntyre. I'll be here along with Aisha Roscoe. It's Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from Eileen Collins, the first woman to pilot a spacecraft. A new documentary charts her path to the stars. We'll hear from her and film director Hannah Berriman. And just a heads up, that conversation does include a mention of suicide, so consider yourself warned. That story coming up at about 8:52 this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies, unseasonably warm temperatures today with highs in the lower 90s. Winds from the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, and then for tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. It's 51 degrees in Atchison, 51 in Chanute, 53 in Emporia, 56 degrees in Kansas City, 48 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Charles Schwab.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday. Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258VT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, and then news from the KPR newsroom. And then stay with us for NPR's news quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting Mixmaster Music Conference.
Navy only has around 20 ships in the region.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. Lawmakers meet in Washington for a rare weekend session trying to end the partial government shutdown, but so far, a solution on Homeland Security funding is beyond reach. NPR's Matt Bloom reports that is not good news for travelers.
Major airports issued fresh warnings ahead of the weekend to expect more long lines. Atlanta's airport urged travelers to arrive at least 3 hours early. At Hollywood Burbank Airport, Emily Alexis brought canned goods to contribute to a food drive for TSA agents who've worked without pay for several weeks.
Well, I just feel bad for them, but you know, they have families and everything, and I just don't like what's going on.
In New Orleans, mass agent callouts this month led to huge lines that stretched into the airport's parking garage. Leaders on social media said that staffing remains a fluid situation, and wait times may fluctuate from 15 minutes to up to 2 hours. Matt Bloom, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Kansas City International Airport worker has been arrested for videotaping women inside an airport restroom. KNBC reports that Terriosi Ludwig was arrested yesterday by KCI Airport Police. He's accused of using his cell phone to record women using the all-gender restroom at the airport. Court documents indicate at least 66 people may be victims based on video files on the man's phone. A controversial immigrant detention center in Leavenworth is housing some of its first detainees. Beck Shackelford Wanganga has this report.
Federal immigration authorities told KCTV the Leavenworth Detention Facility is already holding about 20 people, less than 2 weeks after the facility won approval to open. CoreCivic, the private corrections company that owns the facility, was granted a special use permit by Leavenworth City Commission on March 10th, after a year of public outcry and legal challenges. The company is using its previously shuttered 1,000-bed prison to hold immigrant detainees for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
In the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the fourth-seeded Kansas Jayhawks held on to beat Cal Baptist 68-60. Coach Bill Self says he's happy to move into the second round, but knows the Jayhawks need to play better.
Well, they say survive in advance, and that's what we did. I actually thought we were pretty darn good for about 25 minutes and then went stale for about eight and then was really poor the last seven. We just played not to lose.
The Jayhawks will play St. John's University under Coach Rick Pitino in the second round tomorrow in San Diego. Our forecast calls for sunny skies today, highs getting up to the lower 90s. A red flag warning is in effect for almost the entire state, as well as the entire state of Nebraska. It goes into effect later this morning through this evening. A fire weather watch will take effect this evening and run through Sunday evening. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, partly sunny and cooler with highs in the lower 70s. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for Weekend Edition Saturday and NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Bill T. Jones Artie Zane Company, a group that has shaped contemporary dance over the last 40 years. Tuesday, March 31st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, in the Netherlands, an art detective has spent the last two decades tracking down stolen Van Goghs, Picassos, and other works. We'll hear that story coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Our spring membership drive starts Friday morning, and you can help us get off to a great start. It's our power breakfast, when your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar. That means you can double the value of your pledge. Friday morning from 7 o'clock to 8:30, it's KPR's power breakfast. Join us then.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Sunny skies and unseasonably warm today, highs in the lower 90s, with winds from the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Those high temperatures and windy conditions and lots of dry conditions on the ground means a red flag warning will take effect for later this morning through this evening for almost the entire state of Kansas. It's 55 in Manhattan, 57 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station, Amsterdam.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition on Kansas Public Radio.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been making to vaccine policy. Democratic-led story comes from NPR's partnership with Colorado Public Radio and KFF Health News. This is NPR News.
Colombian musician Samuel Torres grew up on the big sounds of big band Latin jazz. But his new album, Trio Libre, only features three instruments.
It's, for me, a new challenge because instead of going for more instruments, I went to have a minimal sound.
We hear how the percussionist and composer thought about each instrument on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. On Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take Kansas Public Radio with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where researchers study animal health and early disease detection to help protect livestock and the nation's food supply. More information at k-state.com. Edu.
Back at the turn of the century, Lawrence native George Nash Walker and his showbiz partner Burt Williams were the highest paid vaudeville performers of their time. Nash Walker is the subject of a current exhibit at Lawrence's Watkins Museum. We'll hear about black comedy from vaudeville to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. And if you head down to the Watkins Museum to see that exhibit on Nash Walker, it's there for the next 2 weeks, I think it is. Tell them KPR sent you.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, PhD, Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Sunny and hot today with highs in the lower 90s. It's 59 in Manhattan.
Support for NPR comes from this station. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Weekend Edition Saturday, and coming up, wait, wait, don't tell me, NPR's News Quiz. We're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Sunny and hot today, with highs getting up to the lower 90s. It's already 62 degrees in Manhattan, 64 degrees in Topeka, 68 in Kansas City. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. There's nothing more fun than sitting down at the end of a long day and just tuning your brain off by enjoying some reality TV, especially if you've got $3,000 riding on Who Gets the Rose. We'll ask what's new in gaming, plus Daily Show veteran and actor Asif Manvi explains how you can also make fun of the news using visual humor, plus Bill Curtis disapproves of our new Wait Wait nesting dolls in which a little me is inside a big him.
Why are we wasting money making these?
We'll ask, but it's really not worth the cost on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Iran's state news agency says Israel and the U.S. have begun striking a uranium enrichment facility in central Iran.